Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Hey, it's my favorite food day.
Yay!
Finally, I get to talk about food. It's Chicken Wing Day! There was a time that Nick Nack and I spent roughly $400 a month at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Really?
Roughly $400 a month.
Do you know what's funny is I went there yesterday and for lunch with a buddy, and I did not know that today was Nash. I could live off of chicken wings. Like, they are my favorite food.
Yummy.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love me some wings.
That's a good one.
Get them on the smoker.
I like the new TikTok trend too, where you have to eat it all in one bite. Like, I can totally, like, it has to be
your dating profile.
It has to be the actual wing though, not the drummy.
Yeah.
But you take it and you push it down.
Yep.
You push it down.
Oh, yeah.
And it pops.
And then
you slurp it up.
I can do that. That's a trick of mine.
I bet you could.
So good.
I bet you could, Katie.
Oh, I love a good chicken.
I can't believe you're in a 19-month dry spell. You guys watched F1 yet? Anybody?
No.
I want to.
144 million worldwide already. It's a career best opening for Brad Pitt. So I'm dying to see it. I keep hearing people say you got to watch it on the IMAX, though.
Yeah.
It's a game changer.
All I've heard is positive reviews, and I'm really excited. I want to go see it.
Look at that. All right. There you go. What else is going on? Rosie O'Donnell did not enjoy watching the Bezos Sanchez wedding. Maybe because she wasn't invited. But anyway, she went online yesterday and was just going off about how the whole event turned her stomach, seeing all these billionaires gathering, the gross excess of it all. How is this possible? How many people are just fawning over Bezos because he treats his employees with disdain? He called Sanchez a fake fembot wife. Man, she was going off yesterday.
Wow.
Does anybody care?
No, it's Rosie O'Donnell. We don't care.
Gosh, like...
Nobody cares, Rosie.
Oh, jeez. You want to piss off Rosie O'Donnell?
Oh, boy.
Careful.
Easy.
Careful.
Is Taylor Swift returning to country music?
What?
There's a big article saying that she should, if she isn't, because country is cool again. Folks like Post Malone doing it, Beyonce. And Tay-Tay's coming up on her 20th anniversary of her self-titled debut album, Taylor Swift, which is her roots, right?
Wow.
Country music. 20 years.
So our song.
She needs to get back into the country right now. America's in its country era right now.
I'm not mad about
that. Journey. It's more popular than ever. I would agree with that. People love country music right now, I feel like.
We even hit some of it. Like, we play some Morgan Wallen on this station.
A little twang.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran might be dipping his toe into the country music scene. So they're saying if Eddie does it, Tay-Tay should definitely get back into it.
Love Ed Sheeran. And he talked about, he lived in Nashville for 2 or 3 years a couple years ago. And he was like, that really inspired him to eventually maybe possibly make a country album. And I was like, that'd be so cool. You get like an English version of country.
Eddie.
I like it. Yeah.
ABC is finally renewing The Bachelor for season 30. Are you excited about that?
Yeah, I like The Bachelor and The Bachelorette
too.
Series.
Oh my gosh,
this feels right.
I'm a slut for those shows.
I like them. I do. I like all the spinoffs.
Me too.
I get sucked in.
My son was named after a Bachelor contestant many
Reed.
Years ago. Yep.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we like that name. Let's write that down and boom. And then how about this? One final story. A little girl on a Disney cruise ship fell overboard on Sunday.
I saw that.
Dad immediately jumped in after her.
Yeah. Thankfully, everything turned out the way it did.
They had to tread water for about 20 minutes while holding on to each other before a lifeboat showed up.
Dang.
Witnesses say that she fell from the fourth deck. Thankfully, they're both.
I know.
Okay, how does that happen?
Well, and it's crazy because witnesses on the cruise say that they were not positive about the results because they fell off the ship and then they just turned into two almost, you know.
Little specks.
Yeah.
I mean, the ocean's pretty dang big.
You couldn't barely see them, so folks were really afraid that they were just going to get lost into sea. So the fact that they found both of them, and kudos to that dad for that quick thinking.
Yeah. I know, right? I don't know if I could tread water for 20 minutes.
I know, and I don't think, like, people, like, I don't even think he thought. I think she fell over.
Reaction.
He ran in, he jumped in, and that
total
was
dad
it.
Move.
You know?
So. I'd have to do that thing where I have to take my pants off and blow up my jeans so he can float on them.
You could. I mean, totally.
Probably have to do that.
Again.
It's a Bear Grylls special
right
there.
Smart move right there.
He was on the lifeboat.
I don't know. I'm making so.
What's the matter, kids?
I see somebody fell over.
Hang on.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
We're here to save you.
No, you can
jump because they're fine. Everybody's
fine.
So you can You can joke.
They're
if you
fine.
Get greeted by Mickey, I'd be like, you can turn.
If you wouldn't mind signing this waiver, that this never happened.
NDA.
Give you a voucher for a free pie. Or we'll give you a free cruise. Just don't talk about it. All right, Katie, what else you got?
Well, we've got big nuggets news starting it off.
Yes.
First of all, we have to say goodbye to MPJ.
Are we sad about this?
Oh, Michael Porter Jr. I think it was time for him to go. I mean,
fresh start is good.
So happy and grateful.
He hasn't been the same since that shoulder injury.
Exactly. And we are just so grateful for everything he did for Denver. But yeah.
Totally regurgitated what Nick Knack said last night when he was on the news.
Oh, that's so
funny. It was his time to go for sure. But yeah, they traded Michael Porter Jr. along with the future first round pick to the Nets. And we get Cam Johnson. Also, here is the news that everybody's super excited about, though, Jer, is the team brought back fan favorite Bruce Brown, for a one-year contract. Let's go, Brucey. People are definitely stoked about
from
that.
From Brown Town.
Part of the championship team that brought Denver their ring. So
pretty cool.
I'm just so stoked about it. I've always loved Bruce Brown. Talk about country music being popular. That's one guy who knows it.
He's a country guy.
He is a country guy.
I follow him on Insta.
Yeah, I love
him.
Do
you actually?
Him in the cowboy hat.
You bet I do.
My favorite thing. So go Nuggets. Hey, if you're headed to Elidge Gardens this summer, well, season pass just $79, by the way, pays for itself in two visits. But now you can ride the Sidewinder again. Yay!
Which one was that?
So it's one of the most iconic roller coasters there at Elidge's, but it's been closed for 2 years because of a replacement drive motor and control system.
Those are hard to come by.
Very hard. Actually, they said it was hard to find parts from a manufacturer that no longer exists.
I follow that manufacturer on Instagram, too.
I bet you do, yeah.
I figured you would.
They probably had to piece it together from parts on eBay.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so it took them 2 years to figure it all out and get it up and running. But
good.
One of only three roller coasters like it left in the world. So that's why it was so hard to fix it.
Why do I not know anything about the Sidewinder?
I don't know, because it's been closed for 2 years. I don't know. Do you guys like rides and stuff? Like my
Absolutely
stomach.
Rides
not.
And stuff? I like
I
rides
can't.
And stuff.
You don't either, Josh?
I've never
no.
been able to do them.
I can't. Like, I can't it makes me want to throw up every
time.
It's
got time a loop-de-loop.
Even the swings. That go just
I wouldn't
round.
Do that.
The spinning is the worst. The teacups are the worst thing in the entire world.
I wouldn't
world.
Do that. I wouldn't do that.
I can't do that.
The
like I can do
roll, like all of it makes
wouldn't
me
do that.
Sick.
I would
all
do the roller coaster. I like the roller coasters.
I like the water parks. The water parks and slides are fun, but roller coasters and like a lot of them hurt like your back and stuff. And
oh,
I don't like that.
I have
it's
a picture of me from Elidge's in the oldest roller coaster. Well, no, but my face is just straight terror.
Yeah.
Like, I can't with the roller coasters and stuff, but a lot of people love them. So,
not the one
that
Elidge's, though. Everybody loves Elidge's.
Those ones are the best.
Well, yeah, but
I'd ride those all day long.
That's the thing.
Same.
We love Elidge's, but certain people just can't do rides, Jer. That's not a knock on Elidge's at all. That's just my stomach is sensitive. That's all.
No, I love
Elidge's. They don't want me throwing up either, Jeremy.
No, I do. We do.
They have great food. They have great games. Like, you can go to Elidge's for way more than just the rides.
Yeah.
You are so funny. Okay. We love Elidge's.
We really, really love Elidge's here at Mix 100.
All right. Looks like Metallica. I'm going to say it like that for the rest of my life.
Sticks,
I
huh?
love it. I actually said it that way to a few people.
I'm telling you, I had a friend growing up. That's what his mom's like. Are you guys listening to that Metallica?
Yes. And Metallica did a fabulous job at Empower Field at Mile High. They actually set records for their two shows set here in Denver. Drew over 152,000 fans across those two sold-out nights. Performance set those new show attendance records. I saw a lot of people go to that show, and it helped. I think I heard tickets were just $60 to get in. That's how you do it. That's how you get people to come to your show is you make the tickets affordable, right?
Absolutely.
My gosh. Yeah, but a lot of people really excited about that show. I still see pictures across my timeline.
Altogether,
about
it shattered the record, right? Yeah. 152,000 altogether? Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah.
Oh,
a lot
my
of people.
Gosh.
A lot like of people.
Rock and roll in Denver.
Yay.
I like it. It's awesome.
And also, Colorado universities being ranked as some of the best in the world. So, six schools here in the Centennial State are making it on this list. The highest we have. Yay, we're number 107.
which school?
CU Boulder getting the top nod. CSU did make this list, just so you know, Josh, but also so did the School of Mines, University of Colorado down in Colorado Springs. So six different Colorado schools making that list. Harvard.
Harvard is number. Do you know what number CSU was, out of curiosity?
I
just off
have
the top.
To go back.
If,
again,
it's cool if you don't. I was just wondering off the top
no,
of your
I
head.
Have the...
Like number 682.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Number six something.
We tried.
CSU, Colorado State University, number 340.
Hey, we're top 350. Right. Look at that, Jer.
Yeah.
All right.
So
that's CSU education right there.
School of Mines is 755, and then the one down
what?
In the Springs is 1,874. So this list
Did
is very
repeat
long,
those numbers?
Apparently.
Can you repeat those for me?
It's a very long list.
I didn't see
but
Boulder
we represent so. Six different times. I mean, that's
awesome.
Pretty neat. Go Colorado.
Go college.
Go
nerds.
Colorado. Okay, so Colorado Search and Rescue Teams, this is a big deal. They're reminding people your dogs cannot hike like you do. You would think they could, though, right? Like, here's the thing.
Yeah, they have four legs instead of two.
Well,
they'd
lazy
be better
in their
at it.
Adaptation
and
age.
Yeah, exactly. You would think that dogs can just, like, you know, push through it. Like, but according to the Vail Daily, volunteer rescuers across Colorado, they had to respond to four different missions during June to save dogs. And they remind you the endurance paradox. Your dog may be a sprinter at the park, but humans are built for long distances. So they're saying over a full day of hiking, even a moderately fit human will outperform the most athletic dog.
That's right. We're top dog over here.
That surprised me. It really did. That your dog, because what they're saying is this story specifically, a couple hikers were on a 3-day hike. So they were backpacking in the mountains and they had their dog with them. And search and rescue people had to come and rescue that dog because it just laid down and it wouldn't move. And the hikers called search and rescue and say, we cannot move our dog. Like, it will not get up. The little
I'm the
pads.
Same when I go to Target with my wife.
Do you just lay there?
Lay on the ground.
Do you just lay there?
Yeah.
Did it take 10 hours to rescue you two?
It did.
Because like,
that's
up,
what search
up.
And rescue
like,
folks are
like. I can't do
like,
it anymore, babe. No more Target. Get up.
I'm done shopping.
She puts him in the cart and just pushes him around.
Well, they're saying you may not realize the strain you're putting Jeremy or your dog under. So make sure.
This is good news.
If you're going hiking, you are prepared. And your dog is prepared, too. They have those little doggy shoes now.
Little shoes. You
yes.
get one of those goofy backpacks. You can put your dog in a little backpack. And
do you do the 3-day hike stuff, Katie?
Heck no. Those
that's
are
a lot of hiking.
Hikes.
That's
I
too
can't.
Much. That's
I can't. Like, I don't even like sleeping on the ground. Like,
I like climbing Castle Rock, and that's about
I know,
it.
Right? Rock Park. That's
yeah.
where it's at. But no,
I
love hiking so much, but sleeping outside is not my favorite
not
thing.
Not for you?
Not yeah. my favorite thing.
You don't have to pack a shovel to dig a hole and, you know.
Do your business.
Oh, I was like, what are we digging a hole for?
She is not an overnight hiker.
No, she just goes. She just goes on the side of the trail. And then somebody blames like a dog when
the
they
dog.
Walk by. Who didn't pick up after their dog?
Like, that dog took a big one.
Exactly right. What did that dog eat? My God, is that a chicken wing?
Is that a whole KFC chicken?
Oh, that's funny.
It's the big bucket.
It's the chicken and the tenders. My goodness.
Oh my
okay.
God.
All right. And then Colorado's best and largest firework display.
Ooh.
You know, people talk about Coors Field, and yeah, they've got
it's
fireworks. They've got fireworks, but actually, the biggest and largest and best fireworks display is at Dick's Sporting Goods Park, Jer.
Hey,
it
yes.
is by far.
Part of
have
our
you guys
company.
Been there? It is
no.
by far. Far the best fireworks show I've seen in Colorado.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, it's like you should go every single year if you aren't leaving the state. It's that good. It's awesome.
Well, they say the Colorado Rapids, in conjunction with the city of Commerce City, they're going to host the 29th annual 4th Fest. So they've got the fireworks display. They've got a lot of stuff out there, though, with food and face painting, a lot of stuff for the kids, toys and whatnot. But it's going to be this Friday, July 4th. And then they're also taking on their Western Conference rival, Sporting Kansas City. So
yeah, and it's
kickoff.
A good game. Go see the Rapids. Like
yeah.
Chris Armas has really started to really turn that team around. They are a competitive, good MLS team. They're fun to watch. They have a championship under their belt. 2010
yeah.
is when they won. Like, go out and catch a Rapids game if you haven't. Dick's Sporting Goods Park is awesome, plus the fireworks show.
Exactly.
I mean, it's really, really
go.
Fun.
And it's part of our company, so go support
yes.
them.
Yeah, go yeah. say hi. And again, that game kicks off 7:30, mm-hmm. and then the fireworks show will follow the match. And if, yeah, like Josh said, if you want to see a competitive team play a game.
It's fun.
Go to Dick's Sporting Goods
you
Park,
go.
You know?
Right on.
Fireworks to follow.
Right on.
Woohoo!